Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For the victims of any crime, there can be a deep sense of shock and anger in the aftermath. But if you're involved in a crime that ends up in the courts, even walking into the courthouse on the first day is yet another daunting part of the whole experience. But there's one charity on a mission to support victims through that court process, and it's currently expanding its service to the west of Ireland and looking for volunteers. And Evelyn has been to the Criminal Courts of Justice in Dublin to meet the team from the Victims Support at Court Service, and Evelyn is here to tell us all about it. Very welcome, Evelyn. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
So you started by making your way to the Criminal Courts of Justice, or the CCJ as it's known, and this is the landmark building. People might know it. It's near to the entrance of the Phoenix Park.
Yeah, the really tall building there in Park Gate Street, and it's very impressive looking as you go by. But you can imagine if you were, say, a victim of a crime and attending a case there, it could be a pretty daunting place to walk into, because it's the principal courts building for the criminal courts in Ireland. And when you walk in first, the lobby is really impressive. But it's big. There are 22 courts in there, so it's so busy. And this support service for victims, it is expanding all the time. They're in Tallaght and Blanchardstown, for example. They're working in many, many other courthouses across the country. They're expanding their service right across Connacht. But the gold bar here, I suppose, is at the CCJ, because it has a custom-built victim support suite. And the idea is really simple, Claire. When you enter the lobby, if you've chosen to avail of this service, there will be a welcoming face waiting for you. You're brought up to a private area that's not accessible to anyone who isn't authorised to enter it. And you call this place your home during your trial. So I started my tour of this victim support area with Dimpna Kenny. She's the general manager of the service.
Hi Evelyn, you're very welcome. So I'm just going to bring you into the victim support area within the court building.
So this is a discreet area.
Discreet area away from the general public, where the victims can wait when they're not in court.
Okay, and we walk in here. So, Dimna, where exactly are we?
So we're in the victim support area in the Criminal Courts of Justice. And this is a private area away from the general public, where victims or the victim's family can wait when they're not in court. We have a permanent presence here, and we share the area with other victim support organisations.
Okay.
There's four private rooms. We will give priority to, say, children who are due in. The majority of our referrals from An Garda Síochána. So once they get a trial date, they get in touch with us. So our service is free, it's confidential, and it just means they have somebody there for every day they have to attend court.
And it's gorgeous. I mean, it looks like a hotel suite. It's really comfortable. It's away from what goes on downstairs.
Exactly. And they know they can make themselves tea and coffee. They have somebody to chat to if that's what they want.
You can leave a bag in the room.
And we just provide that emotional support.
Then when the trial's underway and suddenly I am being called down, you'll know and will stay with me and bring me to the door of the court and into the courtroom if I want.
Yeah, so the Gardaí, when they're referring the case in, they'll tell us what courtroom it's in, what time it's due to start. We work well with the Gardaí in terms of coordinating when they're needed in court. And they could have support with them as well, family members or friends. So we would talk to the victim and see, well, who do you want to sit in court with you? Some of them don't want their family sitting in court.
You have people who come by themselves.
Yeah. Or people may have travelled. So it means they're not going through the whole process on their own, which is so important for them. They're really appreciative.
Laughing the lads, like, that notice board's about to fall off the wall with the weight of the thank you cards.
Yeah. Some might leave without even saying thanks. We got a phone call a month or even 6 months later to say, look, God, I forgot to say thanks.
Yeah, you can imagine why they're grateful, because that service is there to help people navigating a really difficult, it's potentially traumatic experience as well, Evelyn. Who else would they meet, would meet victims and their families to support them?
Well, the way it works is that the victims and their supporters there, they're offered the option of using the suite and of having a volunteer with them. And of course, there's no problem at all, Claire, if it's not for you, but the choice is there. And the team tell you that they believe that this is a really liberating and important service for victims. So you can arrive into the suite on your own or with your family. There are also rooms, as Dimpna mentioned, there for children who are witnesses, and the video link area where they give their evidence is there. So it's a vital cog really in the system here. And the children's suite is gorgeous. It's beautifully decorated, full of toys and colours. And when you enter the suite in the CCJ, you will probably meet Sarah Murphy at the front desk. Sarah has worked there at the service for years. So here she tells us a bit more about this unique work. And then Dimpna again talks about the scale of the service.
So the guards book the cases in with me, or the DPP's office could be self-referrals. The family liaison officer or the investigating guard or the witness manager will ring me and just say, we have a case coming up on whatever date. I'll get very little details, what court it's in, the nature of the case. Do they need court accompaniment or not? Some people want someone with them all the time. Other people just want a bit of space up here. Tea, coffee, biscuits. It's like a comfort kind of away from the court is all about the law. This area is very informal.
Some of it you'll know beforehand and then you can have walk-ins.
Especially with the likes of some of the domestic violence cases we get. Like if someone breaches an order, that could happen last night and they're in court today. We just meet them, bring them in, show them around, and we'll just wait for the guard to let us know when they're needed in court.
Then when they are, right, sometimes they might go down with a few people, sometimes they might not want their family there and they'll go down with the volunteers.
So it's down to the individual. Are you comfortable with people sitting in while you're giving evidence or not? Say if it's a murder trial or manslaughter, we can reserve seating in the court for them. And people change their mind all day. They could say they don't want anyone in court, and then they could be coming back up at lunchtime saying, actually, can I have somebody with me for the afternoon? So we do our best to do what they want. We offer support. We don't force it upon you. Like.
The other question I wanted to ask you was the pre-trial. What can you guys offer to help people?
Be able to show them around the victim support area, an empty courtroom, explain who's who in the court, because most people that are coming to court have never seen a courtroom before. But it's good to go in, get a walk around, just to see the setup and where the jury sits.
They'll sit there.
Yeah, it's really practical advice. We don't get into evidence or we don't discuss statements. You don't need to know it to be able to support somebody through the process. It's all about the trial process. It's not about the details of the case. So that's none of our business.
You're proud of this service. It's a good thing.
I am. Yeah, I think it's a vital service. I wouldn't work here if I wasn't passionate about what I do.
Really?
Yeah. The way I look at it. It's giving people space to have a bit of time to themselves if that's what they need, or if they need to just chat to someone or information. They might not know much information about the trial process.
How good's your coffee?
It's grand.
It's grand. Now, we mentioned earlier, Evelyn, the team is expanding this service right across the country. So what did you hear about that?
Well, there's a growing awareness, Claire, of course, about the importance of victims having a voice in the system. And the court service is really actively developing their facilities to support victims. But of course, you know, it is hard sometimes in the older buildings to find separate space and facilities. But they, you know, there is real will to kind of help and develop that. They are expanding the service and would really like to hear from volunteers, particularly in places like maybe Mayo, Roscommon and Donegal. So if you're interested, take a look at their website and see if it's for you. But here, Emily Healy, who's the regional coordinator for the North West and Midlands expanding the service, here she tells us more.
We just want to make sure that any victim that comes to court is being supported. So we want to make sure that down in Galway, in Castlebar, Mullingar, they're all being supported. So it is a little bit different, I suppose, to here, because we're not on the ground all the time. And look, we're not legal people or counsellors. It is just practical and emotional support. Silly things like, where's the bathroom? I always think is a big one. Or where should I park my car? So look, ring and we'll do our best to try and support in whatever way we can.
And then in terms of people who might be thinking, this could be something for me, what are you looking for?
Definitely a people person, meeting people from all walks of life.
You mean like me, just the talker, right?
Yeah, but also not everyone wants to be constantly talked with, and being able to assess. Some people don't want anyone in there with them, and that's okay. We'll wait outside, so when you walk out that door, there's a friendly face there. We don't get offended. Even if there's someone and they say, I don't want a man, I want a female volunteer, we try our best. And then even in the courtroom, some people, they want you literally there, they're holding their hand the whole time, and then there's don't. And look, it's personal preference for everyone.
You're used to that. You're used to the fact that it is an emotional experience for people.
Yeah, sometimes as well, they might have their family with them and it's, I don't want my family with me, but I want you with me and I don't want to hurt anyone. Say it to us and look, we can have that conversation and say to them, look, this is what's going to be best for that person giving their evidence. You need to respect them.
The Criminal Justice Victims of Crime Act came into law in 2017. So that was to implement the EU directive. Part of that directive is to have free support at court. So the victim's right. Thankfully, we were doing that anyway. Being aware of victims' rights is really important. They can go on to victimscharter.ie. So a lot came out of research that was done, the Thomas O'Malley report. The Minister for Justice published The Victim's Journey, and that is basically the action plan to implement the 52 recommendations that came out of the O'Malley report. While it was based around rape and sexual assault victims, it's actually relevant to all victims. There's a lot of positives came out of that victim's journey.
Now, it's clearly, from what we heard there, really sensitive work. And as you saw with all of the cards in the room, the victims and their families, they've contacted the team afterwards to acknowledge how all of that support helped them to navigate this whole experience. But what about the volunteers themselves? What is it like for them?
Everybody meets. It's a great bunch. Like, they're all passionate about the work and its value. And when you ask them what makes a successful volunteer, the first things you heard they said there was a good talker who can also listen. But, you know, they're recruiting people who want to kind of meet people, who can read people's personalities and, of course, have that experience, Claire, that maturity to support people at possibly one of the most vulnerable time in their lives. Because court, of course, can be a very long experience. You know, there's lots and lots of hanging around. So you have to be able to keep the chat going, or indeed not, and help navigate a complex and exhausting process for potentially vulnerable people. So I got to meet one of the wonderful volunteers down there. This is Kevin. Kevin has volunteered for the last 10 years, and here he tells me more.
Come on in, and I'll introduce you to one of our volunteers.
Here. Hi, this is Kevin.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Not too bad, very
pleased
to meet
you. Listen, grab a seat there and we'll sit down here. Kevin, tell me, how did you end up volunteering here and why this?
I actually retired in 2018. My daughter introduced me to Victim Support Court because she was a witness for a case. She met a volunteer and she said, "Dad, I think you would like this." From that, I looked it up online. You don't have to know about the law, but I studied law for a number of years as well. And you really can make a difference in an environment where people really need help. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. Answering questions where you can, but also you have to know all about everything. I know that Love Island is starting next Monday.
Because you love Love Island? No?
No, because I know I can speak to people about everyday things.
So if you maybe have younger people in and you tune into Love Island, that's a chat.
Yeah, it can be, just to get people's mind off what they're going through. They're actually in the middle of a trauma.
What is the time commitment, you know, or does it change all the time?
VSAC is not my life, but it's part of my life. So I want to climb a mountain on a Tuesday, but I can be in VSAC on Monday and do a case.
Can you give me an idea of a typical day for you as a volunteer?
I tend to arrive around 10 a.m. because the courts are opening then, up to the suite, and the coordinator then will have allocated me to a particular case. I will be introduced to the victim or witnesses, so just to get to know them.
You've probably got very good at reading the situation, who's under pressure, who's stressed.
Years ago, I used to do hands-on healing and learned breathing exercises, things like that. And I'm able to use some of those techniques to help a person that may be having a panic attack. You can help to bring them back down again so that they can actually get through. And as I always tell them, it's here now, but it's going to be behind you and it's going to be the past. So you're going to be okay. And they need reassurance. I'm glad that I can actually help people and that I have actually made a difference to them. I'm told I could talk for Ireland. Anyway.
Kevin would make you feel calm just listening to him there.
I know. Can you imagine his warm, welcoming face waiting for you through a very daunting process? They're wonderful.
He clearly has the gift.
Yes, he sure does.
Evelyn, thank you very much. And thanks too to the Victim Support at Court team. Now, coming up next, nearly half of Vienna's residents live in some form of social housing. And we're going to ask whether we can learn from our European neighbours to help solve the housing crisis here.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.